Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
. 7:14 here at WGIL. I'm Chris Post, and good morning, and welcome to Galesburg Live. Every week we feature, well, interesting people here, whether it's from organizations or businesses, to talk about what they do. And today we've got a really interesting guest. Well, a couple of very interesting guests. In our second hour, we'll welcome our friends from Azer Clinic celebrating their 35th anniversary in business in 2017. And we'll look forward to talking with Will Azer and friends. But in our first hour, American grocery retailers, they're facing more and more competition than they ever have before. The days of local family-owned grocery stores are becoming fewer and fewer, and that's what makes our next guest story even more interesting, because regardless of competition, there's always room for a superstar, a store that still gets it, doesn't give in to the corporate mindset of cutting customer service for profit. Our guest has recently come back to the area to join his family to take place at the helm of one of those locally owned grocery stores. Please welcome for our first hour of Galesburg Live, Derek Kistler. Derek is the co-owner of Hilo Grocery in Galesburg and Abingdon. Derek, thank you so much for joining us here on Galesburg Live.
Really glad to be here. I've just been back for a little over 3 months, so a lot of things going on, a lot of changes, and we're really excited to be here.
That's right. So you left, been gone for 5 years in Arizona.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, I've been at... I was out in Arizona for 5 years. I was actually getting my MBA at Michigan State 2 years before that. So yeah. I've been gone for a total of 7 years.
I'll be darned. And worked for Intel. So you're a pretty smart guy.
Well, I don't know about all that. Maybe no, I fooled the right folks, right?
Yes, right. Now, did you grow up, Galesburg or Abingdon?
I grew up in Abingdon.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
Grew up in Abingdon. And after I went to college, went and worked for Accenture for a while.
Yeah.
And then went and worked at the Galesburg store for 10 years.
I mean, after being, were you in a big area out there in Arizona? A big
yeah.
city?
Yeah. I was out in Phoenix.
Okay.
So, yeah. Huge, huge metropolitan area.
So to come back to Abingdon. Culture shock again, maybe?
No, actually, we came back specifically because of the small town feel. Yeah. You know, we missed seasons. We missed seeing green. You know, everything out in Arizona is an awful shade of brown. You know, glorious in the winter, but boy, the summers are tough.
Absolutely.
So all of our families are here, and this is where our roots are. So.
And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the history of Hilo. Such a rich history. Been around for almost 70 years. Could you take us back to the beginning?
Yeah. Started back in 1948. My great uncle Dean used some of the money he got when he got out of World War II to start the stores. Had his brothers in the business with him. My grandfather, Boyd.
What was your grandfather's name?
My grandfather's name was Roy.
Roy, okay.
Yep. Yeah. Boyd. Boyd's still around. Dick, Clyde, Lyle, all the guys. And then they had sons in, and I'm third generation. Remember going in the back room and seeing my grandfather and grandmother there working away on the produce counter. And
No kidding.
Yeah.
But now we know in Galesburg, the mm-hmm. South Seminary Street location, but there was also, you mentioned that there was a Grand Avenue location.
Yes, we did have a Grand Avenue location for a while.
And I was going to ask you, because on your website, it says Hilo Grocery number 1 and then Hilo Grocery number 3 for Abingdon. So Grand Avenue must have been
number 2.
Hilo number 2. That answers my question.
Yeah, right?
I'll be darned. What was Hilo back then?
Neighborhood grocery store, you know, a small, like about half the size that it is now, which is kind of hard to imagine when you go through and look at these huge stores that a store half that size could be viable.
Yeah.
But back then, you know, There were grocery stores on every corner, you know. What they were able to do and the way they were able to be successful is, you know, going through and adding on and keeping with the times, you know. And as those little, you know, the tiny little grocery stores went out, you know, they just kept going and maintaining the business.
Absolutely. And then, of course, when did Abingdon come into the picture?
Abingdon would have been early 70s, okay. Is my recollection.
Right.
So, and then we had my Uncle Dick and my Uncle Clyde. They got the Abingdon store started, and then we, you know, so we had three guys up in Gales, and I think Lyle may have gone down to Abingdon when Abingdon opened as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, just lots of brothers, you know, really, really putting in the hours and, you know, back in those days, you know, they used to close at 1 o'clock on Sunday. You know, we're just a short day on Sunday, and then that was pretty much the only time that my Uncle Dean was off was when the store was closed.
And still a family owned operation.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. For like you said, almost 70 years. You know, it's the number of family members involved has expanded and contracted over the years. Now it's just me and Larry Kissler that are owning the two stores.
Well, succeeding at operating a grocery store obviously requires a lot of attention to detail, foresight, hands-on leadership, and for the independent grocer, there's strength in numbers and being open to new ideas like donuts. And we're going to learn more from Derek Kissler of Hi-Lo Grocery when Gelsberg Live returns. It's sunny skies today, about 76 for the high. Right now it's 719. We're at 48 on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL. It's 721 here at 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning. We're expecting a sunny day today for this Labor Day weekend with a high of 75, cloudy tonight and a low of 55, sunny tomorrow, high of 83. Looking forward to Monday, Labor Day, mostly sunny and a high near 90. What a way to say so long to summer. Chance of thunderstorms back in the forecast Monday night. Tuesday, it's going to be a lot cooler with a high back down to 71 when they go back to school after a long holiday weekend. I'm Chris Post, and thank you so much for joining us in the second hour of Gelsberg Live. We're going to welcome our friends from Azer Clinic, telling a great story of chasing the American dream and everything that Azer Clinic means to our community. We'll again welcome Will Azer and our friends from Azer Clinic at about 8:15 this morning. Well, succeeding at operating a grocery store is a huge, huge thing. You have to connect with your community. You need to respond to what the community needs. And we're talking about one of the most recognized and well-known locally owned grocery stores in the area. And I'd like to welcome for our first hour of Gelsberg Live, we're talking with Derek Kissler. He's the co-owner of Hi-Lo Grocery in Gelsberg and Abingdon. Derek, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And again, from Hi-Lo Grocery, Derek Kissler. Derek, thank you again for being a part of Gelsberg Live this morning.
Great.
So interesting because Hi-Lo is such a well-known name and a loved name here in this area, Gelsberg and Abingdon stores. But we want to talk about, you had mentioned, back when Hi-Lo first started, when your family started it back in 1948, there was a grocery store in every corner. And year by year, those grocery stores disappear. And we talked a little bit off the mic about how that's possible. And part of it is strength in numbers.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the co-ops really give us the ability to go through and compete with the bigger markets.
What is a co-op?
Maybe you can help us there. A co-op is going to be a group of independent grocers who buy collectively through a warehouse. And like I mentioned, over the course of the last 25, 30 years, we've been with three different ones. We were with Certified Grocers out of Hodgkins, Illinois, for years. And then they ended up splitting up and we ended up merging with Centrella, which was a great boon for them. You know, they picked up a lot of grocery stores there in Chicagoland. Sure. And then just over the course of this last year, Centrella, you know, with all of the changes in the environment in the grocery business, a lot of retail stores up in Chicago that had previously been successful, stopped being successful, and they ultimately ended up leading to the demise of Central. So mm-hmm. over a very short period of time, we transitioned to a big co-op out of Kansas City called AWG.
Okay. And that's been recent because the Centrella brand has been around for quite a while in your stores.
Absolutely. It's been around. That brand has been around since 1907.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yes.
And because I recognize it in shopping in your stores.
Yep.
But that's been a recent thing because now it's called Best Choice and there's two other.
Yep. We have two private labels now. We have Best Choice and we've also got Always Save. Okay. So Best Choice is your premium store brand product. equal to or better than the national brands on just about anything you get off the shelf. We've gone through and tested a lot of it, and everything's fantastic. We're really happy with that. The Always Save is more of an entry level line, lower price point. You know, if you're really looking to stretch your grocery dollars, Always Save is a brand that'll really help you do that.
Yeah. What's been the response from your customers?
We've received a very favorable response. It's been nice to get the feedback from the customers. Just about everything across the board, we've gotten glowing reviews on all that best choice items, and people are really liking the price points that they're seeing on the Always Save.
Absolutely.
The other thing that this warehouse change or, you know, co-op change has enabled us to do is go through and evaluate our pricing throughout the whole store. We've got a better cost coming in, so we've passed that cost along to the consumers. I know over the years, you know, being an independent, you know, sometimes your margins are a little tight. Mm-hmm. We've really went through, evaluated the line and said, what can we do to pass along some of these savings to our customers and be more competitive price-wise?
Yeah, and I'm sure people are noticing this with these two new brands. I mean, yeah. I'm sure they're noticing that.
Absolutely. We just I think it was 2 weeks ago, we just completed repricing the entire store, lowered prices on thousands of items throughout the entire store.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. So another thing you've just added, so we talk about the two new independent brands now, also the addition of donuts.
Yes, that's
that's
new.
Exciting.
It is. It's a Galesburg only thing.
Okay.
We were approached by a baker out of Princeville who said, "Hey, we've got these donuts. We're looking to expand our distribution." And she brought us in a dozen, and we were immediately hooked. We said, how do we get these things in here? So I went out and tried to find a display case where we could go through and merchandise them. So yeah. We've been working with her for the course of the last, I don't know, about a month, trying to get everything set up. It happened very quickly, and doing all the vetting of her as a supplier, and they're fantastic donuts.
So the first time you've ever offered that?
Yeah.
Donut.
Abingdon back when I worked there in high school, we had opened a bakery. Bakeries are very labor intensive, very capital intensive. It was never a profitable department, and ultimately ended up getting closed down.
Fresh daily. Oh, 7 days a week?
7 days a week. She said she's not doing them on holidays, so I've got to figure out exactly how that's going to work, because I'm guessing on Labor Day I'm probably going to want some donuts, so we'll have to work through that. But yeah, we're really excited about they're a great donut.
All right. Well, of all the things that if you ask just about anybody in this area, what do you know about Hi-Lo Grocery? Hands down, best meat department. You're going to hear that from just about everybody. But why is that? Well, we'll talk about that coming up in the second half hour of Galesburg Live. More with Derek Kistler, co-owner of Hi-Lo Grocery, when Galesburg Live returns.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
7:35, currently 48. Expecting sunny skies today and a high near 75. Cloudy tonight, low 55, sunny at 83 tomorrow. It's going to be a nice Labor Day weekend. I'm Chris Poston. Welcome back to Galesburg Live. You know, leaving your home and family behind, coming to a new country, chasing the American dream. It sounds like the storyline of a movie, doesn't it? Well, in our next hour, about 8:15, we'll get into the real-life story of a man who saw opportunity and worked hard, took chances, made his American dream come true. And today, became one of the most recognized and respected names in this area for physical therapy and more. Azer Clinic will be our special guest in the second hour of Galesburg Live. But we're continuing our conversation now with a third-generation member of one of the most recognized names in grocery stores here in this area. He has returned to this area after being gone for a few years to be a part of the family business and to carry on the family tradition in their grocery stores. Please welcome, he is the co-owner of Hi-Lo Grocery in Galesburg and Abingdon, for Galesburg Live, Derek Kistler. Derek, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Yeah, thanks again for having me.
Yeah, I love the fact that that it's such a recognizable name. There's certain businesses that you just remember from days gone by, and I'm sure you have those people that say, "I remember when," right?
Absolutely. You know, it happens all the time and all over the place. It was funny, just as before I left Arizona, was talking to some of my Intel colleagues about leaving, and he ended up talking with one of his friends, and her mother or grandmother was originally from Galesburg and remembered shopping at the Hi-Low just, you know, and that's clear out in Arizona.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's far reaching.
I say you're one of the few grocery stores here in the area that still have bag boys. I mean, meaning a carry out service.
Absolutely. Yep.
Why are you doing that? I mean, I'm going to let you say it, but I can probably guess why.
We do it as a service to our customers.
Sure.
We do have a fair number of elderly customers. In addition, it's just an additional offering. You know, it helps the front end run more efficiently. You know, we don't have 27 lanes to which we can expand. We've got 4 in Abingdon and 4 in Galesburg.
Yeah.
So it really helps us go through and help customers get through the front end when they're ready to check out.
But you just don't see it anymore, Derek. It's big corporate, you know, big box grocery, you know, you just don't see that anymore.
Yep. Yeah. And cut every service that you can and just make it as lean and efficient as you can. And yep.
Well, I'm sure I speak for a lot of the listeners out there that say, thank you for still doing that because you just don't see that anywhere.
We really, that's one of our cores.
Yeah, absolutely. Another one, when people mention Hi-Low Grocery, they say, well, Hi-Low, they have the best meat in the area.
That is our other core. You know, our core is carrying out groceries to your cars and our meat departments.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of years of tenure back there of great meat cutters, really, you know, buying in choice product and cutting it in-house so that it's fresh.
So here's the deal. Everybody has a meat department, but why? What is it that makes Hi-Low's meat department so much better?
The first is starting with good product. You know, you can, if you bring in bad product, you can cut it as fresh as you want. It's still going to be bad product, right? So we are primarily choice beef, and the pork that we use isn't injected. The chicken that we use isn't injected with solutions. Mm-hmm. So when you're buying 3 pounds of pork, you're getting 3 pounds of pork, not 2 7/8 pounds of pork and this much solution, you know. So that's the first part. The second part is we cut it fresh and put it in the case. And it naturally, you know, we've all seen material in our fridge turn brown if we leave it in there too long. I meant to cook that on Monday and it's Thursday.
Right.
And that happens, right? That's just part of the natural process when you have fresh cut meat. There are other places where they don't cut in house and it's got to be cut at a meat processing facility, packaged, delivered to a distribution center, ordered by a store, delivered to the store. So that all takes time, you know.
How many days are we talking here in that process?
I don't know those numbers because we've never done that. I got an MBA in supply chain and I would think that the most efficiently they could probably pull that off would be 4 days. I mean, and I think that would be incredibly fast.
Wow.
I mean, you would have to be really on top of your game, I would think, to get that done in 4 days.
Wow. And this was a decision that your family made from the beginning, right? That you're going to have fresh.
Right. And that's historically, that's how it had always been.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
So everybody cut fresh meat in the store.
You had to, yes.
And over time, you know, there are fewer and fewer meat cutters and, you know, good meat cutters are expensive, you know, so people say, oh, well, if I can outsource that and just bring that in, then that's an expensive resource that I don't necessarily have to have on my payroll. And it comes in, I order it, it's trade, I put it in the case and sell it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
As opposed to cutting fresh and having people who know how to go through and take these primal cuts and break them down into case ready or into individual portions.
Where do you find your meat cutters then?
you know, we've been really lucky. You know, some of them have been homegrown. Mark down in Abingdon. You know, he's
well known down there. Yes.
Yep. You know, he started down there. My dad ran the meat department down in Abingdon for decades. Wow. So yeah, I mean, a lot of it's just homegrown, you know, people interested in becoming meat cutters and just start doing it. We've had Rob Durham up in the Galesburg store for years and years as well. So,
So here's the question between now, you know, Hilo's got the best meat between Galesburg and Abingdon. Is there a competition between you as the biz, or is it?
There's probably some competition between Mark and Rob that I'm not really aware of, but, you know, it's just, you know, we've got great guys.
Yes,
and, you know, we're really happy with
customization. That's the other part of it too. The great thing about Hilo is that you can, of course, get the package right there, freshly packaged, but also maybe you want a different cut.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that we offer, you know, if you're having a big barbecue for some of your great friends and, you say, you know, I want to spoil them and we want to do inch and a half thick steaks, you just call Rob or Mark up and order them, you know, say, this is what I'm looking for. And they'll have them trade up and ready to go. As opposed to, this is what's in the case and I just have to pick from what's there.
That's right. And that's, again, what we're talking about is so rare nowadays. You just don't get that personalized custom service.
Absolutely.
Like that, yeah. Because what you get with the big box stores is a term that you brought to my attention. And I'm going to let you say this because I don't think I'll say it right. You'll get in the big box. And when we talk about that span of time, the reason why is because of this.
Yes, it's a process called modified atmosphere packaging, and what it sounds
very clinical.
I think it's how do we make this not so great process sound as benign as possible, right?
Yeah.
Essentially, what you're doing is you're gassing the meat to keep it red, to keep it from turning brown.
Because that's what happens. If that process you were talking about, from that meat processor to the warehouse to the grocery store that has to order it and then get the product there, it could be even at the most, you know, the fastest, you're thinking 4 days or something.
Yeah.
And this is that industry's way to...
Yeah, to get around that.
Mask it.
We want to keep that meat, they want to keep that meat red. Because, you know, we've been trained that red meat is fresh, and as it gets bad, it starts turning brown.
Yeah.
Well, this process, completely safe, keeps it from turning brown, so you don't have that visual indicator that meat is getting old.
Okay.
You have to use other cues, which is like the top of the package is starting to billow up, you know, kind of look like a pillow. You know, the meat will get slimy when you tear the package open. It'll smell bad. Those are your cues that the meat inside there isn't fresh and wholesome and ready to and able to be consumed. Okay. But you can't just judge by the color.
Now, when you say they gas it, what's going on here? What are they doing to it?
So it's a mixture of carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, and nitrogen. You know, again, USDA has approved this as safe.
Yeah.
It is not a preservative. It's a color enhancer. It keeps the meat from turning brown. It doesn't keep the meat from turning bad.
Oh, okay. So, and so again, if you have to look at those other indicators, the pillow, the package, and then, of course, the sliminess and the smell.
Yeah. After you've already got it home, right?
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. After all of that, I think I'd much rather go with fresh. You know?
With fresh, you can believe your eyes, right? It'd be sort of like going and buying a house that's been freshly sited.
Yes.
But it's crumbling underneath, but it's got beautiful new siding on it, but you can't really tell what's really underneath, you know,
that's
the,
right.
the quality of the product.
Derek Kistler, co-owner of Hilo Grocery in Galesburg and Abingdon, our guest in this first hour of Galesburg Live. Coming up, the future of Hilo Grocery here in Galesburg and Abingdon. when Gelsberg Live returns on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL at 7:46.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
7:49 in the next hour, Azer Clinic, our special guest on Gelsberg Live. I'm Chris Poster. We're continuing our conversation with Derek Kistler, co-owner of Hilo Grocery in Gelsberg in Abingdon, talking about modified atmospheric packaging. Ooh, it's a little startling, Derek.
It is. Yeah. It's not to disparage. It's simply to inform. You know?
Absolutely.
So people know what it is that they're buying. It's been certified by the USDA as mm-hmm. completely safe. But again, if you're using the color of the meat as your guide to freshness, you can't.
You can't. And you actually have seen pictures of
yes,
this.
Yes. There's actually a great Inside Edition clip. It was about a three and a half minute video where they went through and talked to a guy who was a PhD and he was one of the people who helped certify this and just kind of goes through and talks about how it just doesn't turn, like, it'll stay red for weeks. I mean,
even when the package is
curling. Yeah, they did a demo of something they'd left out on the counter for days, and it didn't turn brown. You know, the one that was just overwrapped in regular atmosphere, of course, turned brown and looked disgusting.
Yeah,
the other one, you know, it was just, I mean, it was pillow plus, right? Like it looked like it was about ready to pop.
Oh, not fit to eat, but it's
not
still,
fit to eat, but it was
red.
Still bright red.
Oh, and looked like it could. Oh,
yep.
Boy, that's
so. Well, yeah, and we'll put a link to that on our website so people can go through
excellent.
And look at that video if they're
wonderful.
Interested.
Well, again, thank you for how you guys do it. Thank you very much. That's great to know. Let's talk about some of the other things that maybe people might not realize that Hilo Grocery does. We talked about your carryout service. That's one of the core things you're known for.
Yep.
And you also have home delivery.
Yeah. We do a lot more of it in Galesburg than we do in Abingdon, but we have some customers down in Abingdon. And yeah, we do deliveries on Wednesdays and Fridays for phone orders that were taken on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we've got a person who works in our store, and she just goes and shops for you and then they're delivered to your house that following day. And it's a great service, especially in the winter time for some of our elderly customers who don't want to get out and risk falling on the ice or anything, you know. And then we've got customers who just enjoy it and use it all year long.
Absolutely. So again, how does that work, Derek? For somebody listening,
yeah, it's just we've got a call in phone number where you just go through and call in your order. We've got a customer or a employee who goes through, picks it, and it's delivered the following day.
So you call on Tuesday to be delivered on Wednesday, and call Thursday to be delivered on Friday.
Correct.
Okay, great. Just wanted to get that straight.
So fantastic. People, thank you.
Wonderful. Let's talk about some of the other. Things that you guys do that you may not realize. Meat and cheese trays, you do that just
yep.
like any of the other places, right?
Absolutely. Meat and cheese trays, you know.
Veggie trays?
Absolutely. And, you know, very popular around the holidays and also around graduation. You know, it's a nice, you know, easy for you. You know, you set it out and it's ready to go.
That's right. And also the thing we talked about off mic, I wanted to make sure we talk about, you have a designated Hispanic food section that you may not find at other places.
Right. Yep. We saw that as a niche that we could fulfill based on our customer base. And yeah, we've got some great employees that help us determine what should go in that section. She's just like, oh, well, we'll use this at the holidays and this is when you need to have this in. And yeah, it's very collaborative in determining what we should put into
that
space.
See how customers would actually seek you out then. They probably seek out your store just for that, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yep. And then our previous warehouse, you know, being in Chicagoland, you know, they had a huge offering in the Hispanic section. Our new warehouse is, because they're servicing a lot of those stores, they're really expanding that section to meet the needs.
Now, you mentioned collaborative. Do you ever take suggestions from customers about if they said, boy, I wish you guys carried this?
Well, we do. We've got a finite amount of space,
sure.
and especially on perishable products, you've got to be able to go through and get them all sold before they expire. So, but yeah, we had a customer the other day say, you know, I really wish you carried brown eggs. So we looked in the book. It's like, yep, brown eggs. We'll put them on the shelf. And again, you know, sometimes you don't know items that you're missing until you put them in. You know, there are times that we'll put something in and it's not successful. And that, you know, customers are typically pretty understanding. Say, you know, we brought it in, we tried it. There's just not enough demand for it at our store for us to be able to keep it in week in, week out. You know, if you want to order in bulk and order a case or something, we can do some special orders just to accommodate.
I see that. Any really strange requests like carpeting or siding?
No. I'm trying to think. You know, it's funny. You know, we always joke. You know, there's no 2 days the same in the grocery business.
Sure.
You know, so you do get some crazy requests.
That's right. One of the things that was added to Hi-Lo down in Abingdon was the addition of the pharmacy last year. You said it just celebrated its first anniversary.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. That was a definite need down there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the years of having the pharmacy down there on Main Street are gone. And you know, we had people who had to drive a pretty significant distance to get prescriptions filled. So, we've got the telepharmacy down there. It's a telepharmacy, so you can do refills and that, but new prescriptions you would need to go and see a pharmacist.
Okay, excellent. Well, let's get ready to go to the last few minutes of our time together, Derek. First of all, thank you so much, and we're just so happy for Hi-Lo 70 years here in this area. That's amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, for any business, especially family owned businesses, making it in, you know, into the second, third generation, you know, it's not easy. The grocery business is a tough business.
And as you mentioned, you're the third generation.
Yep.
And you're back. You were gone for several years and came back. So we're going to talk about the future of Hi-Lo.
So my dream is to go through and continue to service our neighborhoods and communities, right? You see it all too often where, you know, like in Knoxville, you know, the grocery store is no longer successful,
right.
and then you don't have a grocery store. Yeah. So in order to go through and keep those successful, you have to use good management principles. You've got to use good inventory management and all of that. But then, too, you've also got to go through and keep maintaining that core. So really one of the key focuses for me going into the future is kind of building up that stream of meat cutting talent.
Yeah.
Because again, it's just not there. A lot of that just has to be homegrown. So that's one of our key initiatives is to go through and identify the folks that want to go through and learn that skill, and then come up with a training plan for them to go through and build those skills.
Right. And also, as we talked about earlier, the staying competitive with the other grocery chains. Really important for a smaller family-owned grocery store.
Absolutely, you know, you've got to be price competitive, and us going through and switching over to that zone pricing and getting that better buying power through our new warehouse has enabled us to do that. Over, you know, with our previous warehouse, you know, that some of the prices had increased due to, decreased buying power.
Yeah.
So with our new warehouse is going to buy almost $10 billion sell almost $10 billion in groceries this year.
Wow.
So that buying power helps decrease the cost to us. And we're passing that along to our customers by lowering thousands of prices throughout the store.
So suffice to say, if people haven't been to Hi-Lo in a while, they're going to be in for a pleasant surprise.
Absolutely.
And you help out so many local charities here and local organizations. First of all, the local food banks. In Galesburg is the Fish Food Pantry. In Abingdon, the Abingdon Food Pantry.
Yep. And we also work with the Feed My Lambs program down in Abingdon.
Absolutely.
That's been the way we've operated from the very beginning, and we're carrying that forward.
Mm-hmm. How does that work when you have perishable food? When it gets to a certain point, what do you do with that? Are you able to donate that to the rescue mission and all?
sometimes bread, when bread is gone past its sell-by date, we'll go through and right. donate that to them. Right. We've got great meat and produce managers that go through and keep that merchandise fresh. So yeah. So there's not a lot that we have going out. But we definitely look for opportunities to go through and get the goodness from that.
Before we go, Derek, I did want to talk about your website. It's got a lot of useful tools on there. We were talking earlier that you were going to have some information there about your meat department, and there is information there. But also, you can get your weekly flyer there, too.
Absolutely. We upload that on Monday mornings when the new ad breaks, so you can go on there and check it out if you want to get a head start on before you get it in your flyer on Wednesday.
That's right, at highlowgrocery.com?
Highlowgrocery.com.
Okay. Derek, again, thank you so much for being with us this morning on Galesburg Live. And again, here's to another 70 years of High-Low Grocery here in Galesburg and Abingdon.
Great. Thank you so very much.
In the next hour on Galesburg Live, Azer Clinic will be here to talk about their 35th anniversary in business here in the area. Coming up, news, sports, and more on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.